This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. Uber, the ride-sharing app company, is getting all kinds of attention, and not just because of their innovative way to get around town with unlicensed people you don't know.
Well, some business news. Yesterday, Spotify announced a partnership with Uber so the customers can listen to their favorite music during their rides. They say it's a cool way to let people choose the last song they'll ever hear. It's like, I know a shortcut through the woods.
Jimmy Fallon just having some fun with Uber on The Tonight Show, but it seems criticism is no laughing matter for Uber executives. Uber's Emil Michael talked about a plan to hire researchers to dig up dirt on journalists who are critical of Uber. He did that in front of the editor of BuzzFeed. Why is Uber so sensitive, and what does this mean for the future of app-driven transportation? Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project is here to talk about that. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, how can a cutting-edge, high-tech-driven company like Uber be so ham-handed when it comes to the media?
Well, they're ham-handed when it comes to the media and when it comes to issues of women, which is what Uber was ultimately responding to. Emil Michael was at this dinner, and he said, you know, we should spend $1 million to do some research operations on journalists that write bad things about us. And he was specifically speaking about Sarah Lacey at Pando Daily, which is a tech website. And she had written some very critical things about Uber's insensitivity to the concerns of women's safety. And so Ben Smith wrote this piece on BuzzFeed, and the whole journalism tech world exploded. And some people think Uber's crazy. Some people think Ben Smith kind of took some stuff out of context. Those both might be true.
Okay, a couple of things come to mind here. Number one, is Uber so sensitive because they're trying to hide something?
Well, Uber's sensitive because they are facing challenges everywhere they go. They essentially allow people to hook up with unlicensed drivers to get around the city. And if a profession is unlicensed, it stands to reason that they may not follow all the safety regulations. So they're fighting this battle constantly, and they're very sensitive to that sort of criticism.
And this sexism charge that was in Pando Daily, the executive apparently said something about you could make more money or do better business if you dressed up like a sex worker. That doesn't sound good.
Well, they actually had an ad in France encouraging Uber drivers to dress very sexy. So it wasn't just an offhand comment. It was a strategy that the company went far enough to produce into an advertisement in Europe. And so that suggests a bit of tone deafness around women's issues, which is not surprising for a Silicon Valley company.
What do you mean by that, not surprising for a Silicon Valley company?
There's not very many women who can even get into Silicon Valley companies, let alone into the leadership structures of these companies. And as a result, they tend to take women's issues lightly.
Well, it doesn't sound like they're going to be able to do that for long.
No, women all over the world are deleting the Uber app from their phone and installing Uber's competitor, Lyft, simply because they don't like the condescending, dismissive attitude of the company.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense-Making Project. You ever hitched a ride with Uber?
I have. I'm not sure if I will in the future, though.
That was my next question.